Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, from ST in Florida, while I was watching Brother Copeland on the BVOV broadcast, he spoke healing over a bent esophagus. A bent esophagus. I had had one for a while, and I was healed, praise God. Brother Copeland has been a light and a great teacher to me. God brought him to me to help me increase my faith. I now have the boldness to say out loud in front of my family, no hurricane allowed in this area. Thank you for all you do. It is appreciated more than you know. Praise God. Now, it's important to read these because it's partners, our partners, as you know. All of this, everything we do, everything we have, this happened because our partners supplied whatever it took to get that message to this person. Amen. And I want to remind you of that. And the time has come, and the Lord has said, now is the time for 1 million partners right here in the United States. Amen. He spoke it to me some years ago, biggest Holy Ghost gang on the planet. Well, the time is now. And I, as you know, I pray for my partners on every meal. And my prayer routine, praise God. And spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Amen. The spectrum of human life. One source. His name is Jesus. Amen. Many channels. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise again this morning for the word of the living God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Let me rearrange this a little bit. Thank you. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, and the laying on of hands, resurrection from the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. This is the principal doctrines. These are very, very sacred. And so many people just kind of, oh, well, I've heard that before about the resurrection of the dead. I remind myself of it every day. I'm one day closer to the resurrection.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. And then go out in public and say it. Yes. We're one day closer to the resurrection.
That's right.
And I remember once in a hotel, I walked out. I said, come go to church with me. Oh, I said, you know, Jesus is coming. I know that's right. I know that's right. And there was several girls there behind the desk. And, you know, I said, he's coming soon. And we're one day closer. Now, notice it again. The doctrine of baptisms. More than one. The doctrine of baptisms. So, of course, to be baptized in water. To be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But the Scripture says in the book of Galatians, we've been baptized into the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we'll go through a number of Scriptures here as we go. But I wanted you to see this. The principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let's go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God. Well, now, why is he going? Let's back up here. In the fifth chapter. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one again teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as need milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those by reason of use or exercise have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That is the mission statement of this ministry. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. What about the laying on of hands? Some churches don't even practice that. They may lay hands on someone to ordain them or something. But we'll see what the book says. Mark. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he had risen. And he said unto them, you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned. And these signs, this is his signature, shall follow them that believe. Preacher? No, them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
They will.
They will.
They shall recover. I remember a situation, and I just held my Bible, and I said, now, Lord, you said this.
That's right.
Now I'm about to lay hands on him, and he's going to recover, right?
That's right.
And I looked at him, I said, you believe that? Yes, I do. Amen. I laid hands on him, he recovered.
Praise God.
But it's in the name. It is in the name. In my name. Now, I didn't come with that by myself. I got that from Rick Renner, of course. Signs. It's a signature. Amen. This is the signature of God through his son Jesus and his name. Glory to God. So, then, let me go back over here where I'm supposed to be. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of the teaching of Christ, the Anointed One, let us go on to perfection. So, here's the way I see this. That's the foundation.
Amen.
So we're going to build on this.
Yes.
So the rest of the book of Hebrews is based on that. Mm-hmm. This is the bedrock.
Amen.
And Jesus talked about a house built on the sand. Uh-huh. These are the principal doctrines. This is the bedrock. This is what Jesus gave his life for.
Amen.
And so we have this foundation built solidly on this rock. And we can stand on it.
Yes.
But We don't dare even attempt to stand on that without having it firmly fastened in the heart.
Yes. Yes.
First words and last words. And how you begin your day, how you end the evening, the last things you say and so forth. I remember, thank you, Lord, a young man that was having seizures. And Brother Hagin ministered to him. And so he was delivered from them. But then he came and said they had come back on him. And he began to talk to him. And he said, well, I go to bed at night and I'm afraid I'm going to have one. Fear, the last thing. Well, the devil just tagged him with it again. Had he known this? No, I'm delivered of that. I'll never have that again. Because these are the principal doctrines. I had hands laid on me. Now that, Brother Hagin's ministry, but this is for any believer. I had hands laid on me. And so I will never touch that again in my thought life. Well, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 10. So, this doctrine of baptisms goes and touches every part of our lives. It is a commandment to be baptized in water. I don't like to put it off. I don't like to wait until a better time. I don't like that. And I won't go into that any further, but it's not for us to make that decision. Jesus said it. And let's turn to the book of Matthew. The 28th chapter, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain before Jesus appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. Doing what? Baptizing them. Now, let's go to the book of Luke. And say that again, Lord. Well, we don't turn over there. We all know what it is. Jesus came to John. And he said, oh, no. You should baptize me. He said, no. This must be done to fulfill all things. And he baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. And the voice came from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he immediately went into the desert. And he was for 6 weeks. The devil tested him and tried him. He went out there, but didn't eat anything for 6 weeks. And he said, and then he hungered. That means starvation had begun. And that's when the devil said, turn these stones into bread. Well, I mean, you know, he's a spiritual dog. We know that. But Jesus took him down.
Oh, glory.
Right then. And it said he came back in the power.
That's right.
So let's pick up on what Jesus did.
Yes.
Let's talk about water baptism. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about being baptized into Christ. Let's talk about being baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. Principal doctrines here, class. And then once you do this, and then you go into the rest of the book of Hebrews, then you begin to build this house.
Yes. Yes.
You begin to build this spiritual house based on this rock of foundation here, the principal doctrines, the principal teachings of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then you go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and then you see it's the print. Well, this was written by the Apostle Paul. So you can understand that he saw all this in the Spirit.
Amen.
Now let's go back and do a little refresher here. Right. When Mary turned and thought it was the gardener, then she realized it was Jesus. He said, "Don't touch me. Uh-huh. I have not yet risen to my Father and your Father." So then the book of Hebrews came from that. The Apostle Paul, in one place, said, "Out of the body, in the body, I know not, God knows. I retired into Arabia." And then, after 3 years, no, an untold amount of time in Arabia.
Yeah.
So he spent a lot of time there, caught up in the Spirit. And he saw it.
Amen.
He saw all these things. He saw heaven. He saw the heavenly utensils in the book of Hebrews had to be cleansed from the sin of Adam. All of these things, he saw them in the Spirit when he was caught out. Mm-hmm. And he said, "There were things that's unlawful for me to utter."
Yes.
Well, praise God.
Yes.
So there's still some things left. Some things that I suppose we won't know until we get into heaven. But we can take everything he wrote and glean everything we can from it.
Amen.
Because nobody else in this book mentioned being baptized into Christ.
No.
But think about it. We were totally immersed in Christ and became new creatures. Now, remember the days of Lazarus, the hovering of the Spirit for 4 days?
Yes.
Remember that? Well, the great apostle put that away. He knew that. He's a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee of Pharisees, sat at the feet of Gamaliel, a highly educated man. And he persecuted the church.
Yeah.
So then the Lord appeared to him and knocked him flat, knocked him off his horse.
Yeah.
For 3 days he couldn't see anything.
Ooh.
He said, "Who are you, Lord?" Shortest salvation prayer in history, I guess. Other than glory, is take my life and do something with it.
Amen.
But all of these things, it's like sitting in a place where he was actually seeing.
Yes.
And these many things that he wrote here in the book of Hebrews and all of his other writings, as you go into what he wrote to Timothy, what he wrote to different ones, the church at Colossae and so forth. And you glean out of his writings and make certain notes, 2 Timothy 2:24 and 3:5, Mark 11:22, Romans 6:3, Galatians 3:27, And eternal judgment, Matthew 7, 1 through 3, 1 Corinthians 11, 31, the most important for the believer now. Listen how much of that is the Apostle Paul. And you go to the book of Hebrews, and you glean the end times.
Yes.
They're there. So, now, Tim, how much time do I have? Yes, that's good. So now, the fundamental the fundamental, the foundation teachings of Christ.
Oh, glory.
I know you know that, but for the television audience, the foundation, fundamental.
Yeah.
And he said, let's go on to perfection. Well, Vince Lombardi said, the great football coach, and now he said, we're pressing for perfection.
Come on.
You don't ever quite get there. But Jesus did and was absolutely perfect. The Father cannot lie.
That's right.
Jesus could have and didn't. His blood is sinless. And this is the foundational. This is what he laid down for us to stand on.
Yes.
Praise God. So, repentance from dead works. 2 Timothy 2:4. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I've got so many markers here. All right, hang on a minute, because I didn't have that one marked. It's on my outline. Second Timothy 2:4 and 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power there, but denying the authority there, turn away. And 2:4. No man warreth, entangles himself with the affairs of life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
So we need the fundamentals. Praise God. And we did Mark 11:22. And Romans 6:3, you'll like this one. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death.
Amen.
Therefore, we are buried with him in baptism unto death, that like Christ we are raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we should also walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Look how important that is.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Our daily lives are filled with many opportunities to choose. But the most important decision of faith you'll ever make is to receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. In the 6-part teaching series, Revelation of Redemption, Kenneth Copeland explains how Jesus paid the full price for your redemption by destroying the works of the enemy. Everything you've ever needed is provided in your redemption, so you can experience good health, wealth, and life prosperity. This KCM Foundational Teaching Series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide. Unlock the power of the greatest exchange ever made for you, an act of God's love that was finished on the cross, providing for you rights and privileges so you can walk in victory and success. Now is the time for you to identify with the finished works of Jesus and live the life that is rightfully yours. Request your free Revelation of Redemption package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Start enjoying the benefits of your redemption and get a clear picture of all you have access to in earth and in heaven. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Partners, I want to invite you to the Southwest Believers Convention. Now, listen to this. This is going to be a powerful time in God's Word. This year, we'll be hearing from Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Amen. Keith Moore, Bill Winston, Jeremy Pearsons, Nancy Dufresne, and Bill Johnson, and Keith Butler, and Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and Benny Hinn, yep. And I think I'm going to be there. You got to be there. That's an order. Amen.
It's free to attend. Visit kcm.org/SWBC.
And don't forget the testimonies. Praise God. We want to see you there. Until then, we want to remind you again, this is Kenneth Copeland saying it, and the class is saying, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.